Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 11th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order calling for fewer routine childhood vaccines and recommending separate MMR shots for measles, mumps, and rubella. The order proposes reducing the recommended vaccines from 18 to 11, though states still control school vaccination requirements. Trump again suggested vaccines could be linked to autism, despite extensive research finding no such connection. The CDC says there is no scientific benefit to separating the MMR vaccine. American Academy of Pediatrics. President Andrew Racine called the changes dangerous, while Republican Senator Bill Cassidy said vaccines are safe and do not cause autism. The move is expected to intensify debate over U.S. vaccination policy. Another news. Trump Media and Technology Group, which owns Truth Social, has reported a $238 million loss for the second quarter. That is more than 10 times its loss during the same period last year. Revenue rose 89% to $1.7 million, but falling cryptocurrency values heavily affected the company's results. Trump Media ended June with around $2 billion in assets, including cash, investments, and digital currencies. The company has expanded into cryptocurrency and clean energy while developing new services for Truth Social. Analyst Marcus Thielen said most of the losses came from its crypto strategy. The company says it now plans to refocus on social media and develop new revenue streams around the world. At least 132 people have been killed after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck Western Colombia on Monday. More than 480 people were injured, while buildings collapsed in several cities, including Pereira, Cali, and Manizales. Rescue teams are searching damaged structures for survivors, with fears the death toll could rise. Colombia's president declared a national disaster and said more than 1,500 homes had been damaged. Tremors were felt across parts of Venezuela, Ecuador, and Panama. The United States and European Union have offered support for the emergency response. Officials say the deep earthquake was felt across a huge area, while its impact has exposed serious damage in several communities. Another news. 16 Bangladeshi workers have died in a factory fire in Saudi Arabia. The blaze broke out Sunday at a sofa manufacturing facility in Riyadh's Al Shifa Industrial District. Bangladesh's foreign ministry said it was in deep shock over the deaths. Officials are working with Saudi authorities to identify the victims and return their bodies to Bangladesh. Saudi civil defense said it extinguished a fire at an unlicensed furniture upholstery facility, but did not provide further details. Bangladesh's embassy said it was coordinating with the victims' families on repatriation. Millions of Bangladeshis work overseas, particularly across the Gulf. Authorities are expected to examine the circumstances of the fire and the safety conditions at the facility. Another news. The world's oceans recorded their hottest July on record last month, according to the EU's Copernicus Climate Service. Average sea surface temperatures outside polar regions reached 20.96 degrees Celsius, beating the previous July record from 2023. Developing El Niño conditions are contributing to the heat alongside long-term global warming. Scientists warn that warmer oceans can intensify marine heat waves, coral bleaching, storms, and sea level rise. Western Europe has also experienced exceptional heat and drought this summer, fueling major wildfires. Copernicus climate expert Samantha Burgess said the latest figures show how climate change is intensifying extreme heat. Scientists expect El Niño to strengthen in the coming months, potentially pushing temperatures even higher. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.